Good day, folks. It is me, Ryan Blue, from Ryan Blue Reads to You. It has been a while, and you want to know why? It's not really my fault. I kind of got into buying a whole bunch of sex toys because running a podcast and I don't get paid for anything, I'm like, you know what? I want to try to get some sponsors. So I purchased a bunch of little fancy devices from Adam and Eve, as well as some other places, and yeah, I might do some reviews. The one thing that I purchased was this cool little clit suction thing. I'm still kind of playing around with it because it sort of freaks me out. It has like super, super freaking suction power, and if you kind of don't really know what to expect, it can be a little bit shocking. I mean, shocking in a good way, of course, but shocking nonetheless. So, my fancy friends, that's what I've been doing over the last month, I guess. I've just been playing. I know y'all been playing too. Kids are back at school, unless you're homeschooling or at home learning, whatever it's called. Still, whatever. You know what? We jerked off when the kids were here anyways. And we drank to excess when the kids were here anyways. So whatever. You just have to devote, what, 3 hours a day to in-house or in-school or in-home learning, whatever the fuck it's called. So anyways, on that lovely note, I'm going to read some shit. So this is, you know what I'm going to do with this one? I haven't even pre-read it. I'm just going to read it. It's going to be a little bit longer because I feel like I owe you folks some stuff. I've had some people messaging me going, hey, where have you been? And, trust me, you would love to know where I've been. Alrighty, here we go. Chapter 1. Move my page down so I can see. Alright, Chapter 1. I look down at my phone, checking the time again. Come on. I willed the Sandersons to cancel on me. They texted me earlier, letting me know that it was a possibility that their plans might fall through, but I hadn't heard back from them yet, and my girlfriends were all going out tonight. My phone buzzed. Hey, Alyssa, we are going to need you tonight, but it won't be a late night. If you could get here around 7, we'll be home by 9, and we'll pay you a little extra. Okay, thanks for letting me know. I will see you in a couple of hours. She switched to the group message with her friends. Fuckers still need me tonight, but I'll be off by 9. I can meet up with you after. Boo, said Jenna. Stand them up. Drink with us instead. We'll let you know where we're at when we get off. Thanks, y'all. I'll see you later. I grabbed a snack and went upstairs to pack a bag. I was wearing jean shorts and a t-shirt, but I grabbed a cute outfit and threw some cute curls into my hair so that I'd be ready to join the girls when I was done babysitting. I hadn't worked for this couple before, so I didn't know what to expect when I would show up. Clear after plans and possibly make them uncomfortable. A few minutes before 7, I jumped into the car and drove to the next neighborhood where the Sandersons lived. 204, 206, 208, that's them. Damn, they have a nice house. I parked on the street and made it up to the front door, knocking instead of ringing the doorbell in case the kiddo was asleep. Mrs. Sanderson opened the door. Hi, Alyssa. So glad you were able to help us out tonight. It's a client of Mr. Sanderson's, and they're very important to his business. She was wearing a form-fitting black cocktail gown with very boring jewelry and low pumps, but her hair was cute with a little lavender streak in the blonde bob. Then Mr. Sanderson walked downstairs. Holy goodness in heaven! He was mid-40s and the kind of fit where you can see a man's muscles through his button-down under his suit jacket. God damn, I want that! He held out his hand and shook mine firmly, making my brain go buzzy and my legs a little wobbly. Call me Mr. S. It's nice to meet you, Alyssa. Emma is down for the night, but I'd still like to give you the tour so that you're prepared if she wakes up. And so that you can see the TV. He smiled at me, and I smiled back like a crooning idiot. God, his teeth are straight and white. Is there anything wrong with this man? He showed me around the house, pointing out all the kids' stuff, food, and downloading the app on my phone that I would need to use to control the TV. He wrote a bunch of details down in a note, in an illegible all-caps scrawl that I wasn't certain I would even be able to fully translate. Once that was finished, they left to meet with Mr. S's client, and I embarked on my traditional, totally inappropriate search of their private space. I couldn't help myself. I was just so nosy. I started with their top drawers, the dresser. Moving down, I found a few sex toys, but nothing special. Then I opened the book on the bedside table and struck gold. It was a note that read, "My Rose, I'm lying here alone, thinking of you, wishing that you were here. What a devastation it is to know what it is to have you, then to be made to live without you. If you were here, I would wrap my mouth around your soft breasts, licking and sucking their glorious flesh. I would kiss down your body until I found that honeypot, the center of your feminine energy, and lose myself in it. I would spend hours delving into your sweetness, licking it up, sucking on your bud, bringing you to the climax that sends shivers through my body to experience with you. Like a feral animal, I would thrust inside of you, pounding you until you screamed with passion, pumping you full of my seed and claiming you as mine. For you are mine forever, your thorn." Holy fuck, that's cheesy, I thought. So why the fuck am I a little bit turned on right now? I laughed, thinking about married couple and their games. Pleased with my discovery and ready to settle down in front of the TV, I went downstairs and grabbed the note Mr. S had written for me to figure out how to work this thing. Then I realized something. The note was absolutely not Mr. S's handwriting. No one with handwriting this sloppy could ever have written that beautiful script. I text the girls about it, loving the gossip, then abandoned the TV in hopes that I would find another sexy love note. I had no such luck. Although I did find some lube and a butt plug, that looked fun. I gave up once it had been an hour because I definitely did not want to get caught by Mr. and Mrs. S. I settled down in front of Grey's Anatomy and waited for them to return. During one commercial break, I went to go and make myself some coffee to make sure I was alert and ready to hang with the girls, and I found a sticky note inside the cabinet from Mrs. S to Mr. S. "Hey, Mr. S, I'm upstairs taking a shower. Bring that excellent cock of yours upstairs. And join me. Let's make another baby." This house was a veritable treasure trove of dirty fun, and I was jealous. I wondered what the timeline was of the sticky note and the sexy letter upstairs. I made my coffee and finished the episode. Just as the next one was starting, they got home. "How is Emma?" Mrs. S asked. "Slept the whole time, not a peep." I held up the monitor I'd been carrying around. "Great. Are you available next weekend? I have some plans and Mr. S has a meeting on Saturday afternoon." "Sure. Just text me the time and I'll be here." We said our goodbyes and I made it out to the bars with my friends, where they had two tequila shots waiting for me. I downed them quickly, then turned to them with my phone open to the picture I'd taken of the notes. "Girls, hot gossip here. The cursive note is from a strange man to the wife. The other one appears to be from the wife to the husband, who, by the way, is a sexy, chiseled Greek god man." They giggled over the notes with me. Then we stalked Mr. S on LinkedIn, confirming that I was absolutely correct and must do whatever it took to see him naked. "Look, it's for all of us," said Katie practically. "None of us are getting anything right now, and you have to get one for the team. Then you can tell us all about it, and we'll live vicariously through you." The girls all did a few more shots, danced with some boys, then took cabs home to sleep it off. As soon as I got home, I sat down on my couch, lifted my skirt up, propping my feet on the coffee table, switching my TV to a porn channel, and I grabbed my vibrator and pressed it against my clit, rubbing it up and down through my slit, listening to the porn, closing my eyes so that I could picture Mr. S. I imagined it was him holding the vibrator, stimulating my clit, touching my breasts, whispering in my ear. I came quickly, then curled up and slept on the couch. Images of sexy men and seductions weaving into my dreams. The next weekend, I made sure I was wearing a low-cut shirt and my hair was up in a cute style before heading over to the Sanderson's house. I had a plan to expose Mrs. S, then pick up the pieces, or at least console him in his grief. I held up a hand to knock, but Mr. S swiftly opened the door before I finished the motion, holding a finger to his mouth and motioning her to join him in the kitchen. "Hey, sorry," he whispered. "I just got Emma down and she was up all night last night. She really needs some sleep." I nodded, whispering back, "Poor girl. I'm glad she's sleeping now." He nodded, then motioned her to move further into the room, away from the door, closing it behind her. In a normal tone, he said mildly, "We have cameras in the house, you know." My stomach dropped. Don't worry, Alyssa. I'm grateful enough to you for finding what you found that I won't tell Mrs. S. I'm not certain what I want to do about the note yet, but I know who wrote it and I'll figure something out. I had no idea how to respond, so I just said, you have cameras in your bedroom? Oh yes, it's always the impromptu sexual experiences that are the best to relive. So we just keep it recording all the time. My eyebrows went up. So you're not gonna do anything about it? He shook his head, making my stomach sink with disappointment. Not yet. I'm going to wait and see what happens. Maybe I'll confront her. Maybe I'll just even the playing ground. I'd appreciate it if you kept all of this to yourself. I nodded, then he went to his meeting, and I sat mulling over what she might say to him when he got back. He returned early, letting me know that he would pay me for the full time, but that I could go ahead and leave now. I started to walk to the door, and then I paused, turning around and brazenly saying, when you're considering what you want to do about it, put me on the list. I end my day at Bar Elton's most nights. Then, before he could respond, I fled to my car, heart racing, breath quick, and I raced home. Ooh, that was a quick little chapter. Chapter 3. I text the girls, who agreed that I should be way casual and that they would join me at the bar that night. I didn't want him to get there and think that I was just lamely waiting for him. We sat at the bar, toasting and giggling, discussing the possibilities. Look, if he gets here, we'll just head out. Katie, that's so lame, retorted Jenna. Like, we're obviously her wingwoman. It's worse than being alone because it makes it seem like she was nervous. I am nervous, I laughed. We all did another tequila shot, and as I set it down on the bar, I looked up and made eye contact with Mr. S. He nodded at me, and a few minutes later, the bartender brought over another shot of tequila. Compliments of the handsome gentleman across the bar. He's hoping you might join him for that drink. But girl, if you don't want to, don't do it. Strangers are crazy sometimes. I thanked him and reassured him that the man was not a stranger, just someone I hadn't expected to be here this evening. I picked up the shot, Jenna smacked my ass and whispered, go fuck him, girl. And as I made my way around the bar to join Mr. S, cheers, I said, holding my drink out. He clinked his glass to mine. We both tapped him on the bar top and then we drank. He looked at me in silence for a long moment, then said, what happens next? I grinned at him. Well, I'm going to go to the bathroom. They're both unisex, but I'll be in the one on the right. You can pay and leave, or you can join me there. Ball's in your court. I stood up and walked away, swinging my hips and making sure not to glance back over my shoulder. As soon as the door closed behind me, I ran to the mirror, checked my teeth, ran my fingers through my hair, and wiped the mascara lines that always ended up beneath my eyes, pushed my boobs up in my bra. A moment later, Mr. S came through the bathroom door, locked it behind him, and didn't hesitate to push me against a wall. His hands were everywhere, holding me up as my legs turned to jello when his lips found mine. His body was pressed against mine, and I could feel his warmth and strength on my skin. His hands were on my waist as he turned his head to the side, moving his lips with mine, exploring with his tongue. I parted my lips to allow him entrance and moved my tongue to dance with his. Our lips opened and closed hungrily, pressing and searching for more. My hands moved to the buttons on his shirt, undoing the first, then the second, and third, in quick succession. I moved my mouth down to his newly exposed skin as he moved his hands to the bottom edge of my shirt, lifting it to gain access to the hook on the back of my bra. He expertly undid it in one swift move and pulled everything up over my head, leaving me just in my denim shorts. He stepped back for me to look for a moment, and I tilted my head to the side, biting my lip. I knew he was not disappointed. My sexy curves and giant tits never failed me. He stepped back closer, making eye contact with me, and reached down to press his thumb in a circular motion around one of my nipples. I closed my eyes to just feel, leaving my own hands by my side. He moved his hand to the other, cupping my firm, round, full tits in one hand and lifting it up towards his face. His tongues flipped over my nipple, instantly firming it, and then he let it drop. He leaned down to suck on the first nipple while he pinched and rolled the other one between his fingers, letting his hands drift down to undo my denim shorts. Slowly, he lowered himself until his mouth was even with my mound. I could feel his warm breath over the sensitive area. He leaned forward and kissed me right above the slit. Mr. S, I moaned, the first words to escape since he had joined me in the bathroom. Oh God, Mr. S, please. He didn't respond, but pressed his hands on the inside of my legs so that I widened them for him, slowly moving his hands up my legs to spread my pussy lips wide open and kiss between them, directly on my now swollen, desperate bud. I gasped, feeling my juices dripping down the inside of my legs in anticipation. His tongue ran all the way up the center of my slit. I moaned. His hands reached around to grab my ass and pull his mouth deeper into my cunt, making me gasp. His mouth wrapped around my clit. His finger pushed inside of me, curling towards him. A second finger joined, pumping in and out. His tongue flicked my clit. His mouth sucked my clit. I came, covering my mouth to muffle the cry. Legs turning to jello, arms reaching down to support myself on his shoulders, body shaking with orgasmic pleasure, knees bending as he held me up, no longer able to stand, skin tingling as he whispered to my ear, "Meet me in the parking lot," then left me, still trembling, leaning against the wall. What do you think? Should I leave it there? That's fucking hot. Like, actually, that just super turned me on. I don't even know if I want to read chapter 4 like right now. So you know what I'm going to do, folks, because I need to take a minute to myself. I'm going to go take a minute to myself. I'm going to end this episode, but I'm going to continue on with this little story because I think I dig it. Because it's pretty freaking hot. And everybody needs a Mr. S in their life, right? So on that note, this is me, Ryan Blue Reads to You, heading out for 4 minutes of fun. And I'll be back soon for chapter 4. Sweet dreams.